We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shelton Clothiers. And then in 2013, he came over to Oak Hall because, as he puts it, it's truly one of the best in the country. It's the pinnacle. So I guess you could say that Oak Hall is like the Yankees, except they have more than pinstripes. Oak Hall is like Boston, except it doesn't limit itself to Sox. Oak Hall is like the Cubs, except it never had that long losing streak. Oak Hall is like the Cardinals, and then it feels a lot like family. Steve Kaufman lives in Bartlett. He tells his buddies all the time, just come in and let me show you around. There's something at Oak Hall for everyone. Well, except they don't have spikes. So stop by Oak Hall and find out why it's the pinnacle, why people like Steve Kaufman think of it as Fenway, Wrigley, and Dodger Stadium wrapped up in one. And by all means, ask him about Dylan, his budding baseball star. The summer is just getting underway.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
So there's a man named Bill, had a home out in Cairo. He wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years. He listed it with Josh Hysaw. Josh went to work, got 8 showings on the very first day it was listed. That home ended up selling quickly, full asking price. How did Josh Hysaw do that? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh can do this because he's experienced, because he's effective, because he's equipped to negotiate for the most money possible. The first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree on the price, then Josh goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and 2 annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Vacant is the code word. You can text the word vacant, V-A-C-A-N-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have up until 6 p.m. to do it. That is the word this hour. Vacant, V-A-C-A-N-T. Text vacant to 72881. We just had a $1,000 winner this week, actually, with Zach Logan from Memphis winning. So maybe you'll be the next Zach Logan. Text the word vacant, V-A-C-A-N-T, to 72881. And we'll have another code word coming up at 6 o'clock. Good luck.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already beating the competition 52 weeks a year. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner, four straight years, Sleepy Z's. But they don't sell only mattresses. They also sell furniture, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs, anything you need to furnish your home. Odds are you can find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, understand there's a 42-inch kiosk there filled with furniture. Browse through it, find what you want, they'll get it for you. And remember to mention you heard about them on the Gary Parish Show. That's how you're going to save an additional 10% on your purchase at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitman Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. Easy to find, easy to get to. Numbers 901-692-6200. 901-692-6200. You can check them on the web at sleepyzzz.com. sleepyzzz.com. 505, Gary Parish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins is award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Joins me every day around this time. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm superb. Thank you, Gary.
Well, that's nice to hear. So, there's a report last night from ESPN's Jonathan Givony. He says the Grizzlies have already made it known to interested parties that they are planning to select Ja Morant with the number two pick in the NBA draft. You and I both agree that's who we would pick with the number two pick in this NBA draft, assuming, of course, that Zion Williamson is off the board. But are you surprised that they have already let interested parties know that? Because it seems to run counter to the way they suggest they want to go about doing things. It seems to run counter to the way they're doing the coaching search.
Well, if it's true, and there's nothing that I don't believe that Jonathan, I believe absolutely his report that he was told that that's what they're telling people, right? I mean, I absolutely do believe that. I don't know what it means he actually said. Did they say, hey, we're thinking of doing it, we're leaning towards doing it? I think the word was locked in on, right? If they are locked in on Ja Morant already, first of all, if you ask them in person, as Chris Harrington did last night, of course they say, well, that's not true. We have a process, right? So the Grizzlies didn't say this. What he said was they told interested parties. It sounds to me like he's reporting that they told their camps, right? They told maybe RJ Barrett's camp or maybe a Ja Morant's camp were taking Ja. They certainly didn't tell Jonathan that, and they wouldn't say that. If it's true, it's weird, because you shouldn't in the end up with Ja Morant, because I think most people think that you should probably end up with Ja Morant. But that's after a process. This is not a situation where the Grizzlies have, I mean, that's their whole emphasis now, is process, process, process. We're going to do all the right things. We're going to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. And the Grizzlies have not been in a position, even very different than last year, when they knew they were going to be getting one of the top picks as the years unfold. Didn't know where they were going to fall exactly, but they were only so far they could fall, et cetera. Here, the odds are they were going to not pick at all, or if they picked at all, they were going to pick eighth. And so they couldn't possibly have spent the year zeroing in on Ja Morant and R.J. Barrett. And by the way, most of that front office is brand new. So if they simply decided in the course of a day, yep, that's our guy, that strikes me as bizarre. And someone said to me on Twitter, I don't understand Calkins' confusion when it was announced that the Grizzlies were picking two, everyone exploded in happiness on Twitter because it was Ja Morant. Well, yeah, that's Twitter. You're not supposed to run your basketball team like Twitter. And I actually don't believe they're running their basketball team like Twitter. I do believe, that they will go through a process. But it's if they just said, no, he's our dude, and that's it, and it's all settled, and we're done, that would be weird and honestly troublesome.
Here's what I believe. I believe that they're leaning that way. Like I believe that's what they'll probably do. I believe Jonathan Givony was told exactly what he was reported, what he reported. Mm-hmm. I do not believe their mind's made up. Because that seems crazy to me.
That's crazy.
The only way your mind could be made up, should be made up about this draft, is if you're picking first.
So I believe he was told what he was told. But then explain to me how this happened, because what he reported was that the Grizzlies are telling interested parties that they are locked in on Ja Morant. So take me through what happened, and we're speculating here, in order for him to report that.
I would assume, and again, we're just guessing here.
We're just spitballing here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You sit down with Ja Morant, the people around Ja Morant, and you have conversations with him, and you say, listen, we're excited about the possibility of this. You know, we really, you know, we've been monitoring you all year. We didn't think we were going to be in a position to do this. But you know, now here we are, and we're really excited about the idea that you could be the next, you know, point guard for a decade of the Memphis Grizzlies. Some conversation like that. At a lower level, it could be somebody who works in the scouting department who isn't Zach Kleiman.
He said members of the ownership group is what he also said.
I mean, it could be something as simple as a scout within the organization going, listen, we're taking Ja Morant. Like, that's the guy. Like, it would be crazy not to take Ja Morant.
I think probably, I like what you just said, though. Like, I believe, let's say that the Powers sat down with Ja Morant's group and said, listen, we love your game, man. You are unbelievable. You had a great year. We love your game. We think you'd be a great fit. With Jaren Jackson Jr., and we're excited about the possibility. Obviously, you know, we're going to go through our due diligence, but we're really enthusiastic. Let's say they said that, right? I can see someone from Ja Morant's group then saying, yeah, Grizzlies love us, man. They just love us. They said they're going to take us.
Right. I can see how it gets twisted.
And that does not mean, in fact, that they had already 100% made up their mind that they were going to take him. It just means they expressed their excitement to Ja Morant's group about Ja Morant. I believe that's what happened. Because honestly, it just defies imagination to think that they're really just settled. You know, barring some heart murmur, we're taking Ja Morant. That would be almost irresponsible.
Especially when another option, and I want to be very clear, I prefer Ja Morant, but another option available to you is somebody who for years was widely regarded as the consensus best prospect in the world his age, and somebody who went to Duke and just scored more points as a freshman than anybody in ACC history and was a consensus first-team All-American. Like, the idea that you would just eliminate him from the conversation within 24 hours of moving up to number two in the draft is, like, crazy to me. If I were a member of the Grizzlies front office and you talked to me yesterday afternoon, hey, so listen, what do you think you guys are going to do? I'd say, at this point, based on where we're at, I would assume the Pelicans are going to take Zion Williamson and we're going to take Ja Morant. But we're going to bring in Ja, work him out. We're going to, you know, do thorough background checks, and we're going to, really talk to everybody who's ever known him, teachers in high school, you know, teammates at Murray State, teammates from AAU. And then we're going to do the same thing with R.J. Barrett and probably going to do the same thing with DeAndre Hunter. And then we will make a decision after all of that. And, again, I would assume it's going to be Ja Morant because we have been working on having these conversations for a while. It's our job. But is our mind made up? No, our mind's not made up. The only way our mind would be made up about who we're picking is if we were picking first and then we would just take Zion Williamson, barring, you know, a heart murmur. Yeah, I think it'll be Ja Morant. If you ask me to guess, I'd guess it's going to be Ja Morant, but we're going to go through a process.
Yeah, there are some drafts where, like LeBron, there's not any great mystery there, right? Honestly, there were a bunch. Like Blake Griffin, we knew that was the Blake Griffin draft.
Anthony Davis draft.
There's some where you actually, and even then, no one says their mind's made up, really.
I think they did with LeBron.
They did. I think it was LeBron.
I think they did with LeBron.
Yeah, they did with LeBron. So, But, like, usually even then they don't interlock, whatever. You know, they don't normally say anything. They don't, yeah, we're going to go through the process because whatever, the integrity of the process. But there are some drafts where it's totally clear. And there are, by the way, some drafts where it's totally clear if they're taking – I'm sure that Seattle, then Seattle's mind was made up that if they didn't get Greg Oden, they were taking Kevin Durant.
Right.
Their mind was made up. You could have said that on draft day. We knew that on draft day. But then if Atlanta, who was picking after them, had said on draft day, our mind's made up, when there's Al Horford there and Mike Conley there and Joakim Noah there and whatever, you would have said, yeah, no, they wouldn't have said my mind. And that's more where we are now. We're in that position. There's that. There is not a – I mean, I had Sam Fassini on today. He was great, and he said the same thing. Well, the funny thing is a lot of people are saying they say this. They say, I know everyone's saying there's a clear number two and a clear number three, but I just don't think so. I've heard everyone I've talked to has said that. Like, everyone has said these two are really close. So everyone's sort of projecting that everyone else thinks, but when you actually talk to them, they think they're close. And Sam Fassini thinks they're close. He described that as 2A and 2B. And when there's 2A and 2B, you don't make up your mind on draft day.
Yeah, that's all I've said, is that if you made me pick right now, I would select Ja Morant with the second pick in the NBA draft. But I don't have to draft right now. That's coming next month. And there is no scenario where I wouldn't do the most thorough evaluation, both from a basketball perspective and from a personal perspective, on Ja Morant, obviously, but also R.J. Barrett. And I think also DeAndre Hunter and probably also Darius Garland. Just do your homework. Like, this is what the job is. And just because you think Ja Morant's the guy doesn't mean you would reach that same conclusion if you went through the process. Now, let me be clear about this as well. I can tell you what's going to happen when they talk to the Murray State staff about Ja Morant. They're going to hear nothing but great things. Like, I had Matt McMahon, the Murray State coach, on yesterday, right. And I asked him, I can acknowledge that if you have any coach live on the radio talking about one of his former players, they're going to say positive things.
Unless it's Josh Rosen's coach.
Unless it's Josh Rosen's coach. That's exactly right. But I don't know.
That was weird. Yeah, go ahead.
But what Matt McMahon said yesterday struck me as, I don't know, a little extra. Here's what he said.
Oh, he's a superstar. He doesn't need me going around hyping him up. I think his play will support all that. But, Gary, he's a longtime all-star in the NBA. He's a guy you want to build your franchise around. He's a guy you want making an impact on your community. He's the absolute total package as a player and just as importantly as a man and a leader for what he's going to mean to whichever franchise is fortunate enough to draft him. He's the absolute best of the best.
I mean, like that had me ready to draft Ja Morant. I mean, because, that, like, I promise.
Yeah, you know, I made up my mind. I'd like to tell people right now we are taking Ja Morant.
Right. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe the Grizzlies front office was listening to Matt McMahon. They heard that. And they were like, all right, tell Gavoni we're taking Ja Morant. It's over with. Because I promise you, if I had Mike Krzyzewski, same situation, talking about Zion Williamson, he'd say, listen, I've said it before. I've never coached anybody like Zion. He's an amazing talent. But, you know, he's going to have to develop his jump shot. He's going to have to, you know, maintain a certain weight. He's going to have to stay in proper shape, and he's going to have to avoid injuries and all these other things. Does he have a chance to be a star? Of course he has a chance to be a star, but, you know, he's going to have to go out and prove himself all over again. It'd be something along those lines. And when I asked Matt McMahon the same question, he was like, he's a superstar.
Let me ask you this, though. I'm just being devil's advocate.
Sure.
Does he say it partly because he's a Murray State head coach? He hasn't had superstars.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That did cross my mind. Like, he's like Mike Krzyzewski has seen number one picks before. He's had them in Cameron Indoor before. Matt McMahon, quite clearly, has never had a top two pick within his program. So perhaps, but I don't know. I'm always struck when coaches talk about there's nothing wrong with this guy. Like, there's no reason.
Well, they're not effusive. That was very effusive. That was not – there was nothing obligatory at all about that.
I'll tell you what it reminded me of. When I – before Damian Lillard left Weber State, I would talk to the Weber State coaches about Damian Lillard. And they would say, Gary, this dude is different. He's just works, doesn't care about anything other than basketball. He is clearly our best player. He is our best leader. His teammates love him. He can't stop wanting to be in the gym. We have to tell him to go home. There's just, he's special and he's different. I heard that over and over again from the Weber State staff. And it when Matt McMahon said yesterday about John Morant, it reminded me of the way the Weber State staff used to talk about Damian Lillard. Like, it's one thing to be complimentary about your own guy. It's another thing to be that complimentary about your own guy.
You know, the other thing that's fun about John Morant is, if you think about the Grizzlies, they've been a very successful franchise over their time here in Memphis for a small market franchise. And we've had some wonderful players to follow and watch and whatever else. But listen, the grit grind thing, I think, was important, I really think it was important as a civic defining moment, that it took this element of the city that was, you know, where I was a sort of gritty city, and it turned into something to be prideful about. And what I think is incredibly important, et cetera. But let's be honest, part of the reason you had to do that was because you never had electric players, right? I mean, Mont Gasol is, when he, at his best, was defensive player of the year, a great passer, subtle, like that. Zebo, at his best, was, my God, how did he tip that in, even though he can't jump 6 inches off the ground, right? Mike, at his best, is a very efficient finisher. Tony, at his best, is a lunatic defender, shut the water off, right? If you look at just for electric players, Rudy Gay had some electric moments, but would also kind of float. Jason Kidd, I mean, Jason Williams, my man Jason Williams, he ain't nothing homeboy, he was electric, but so erratic and unpredictable that it was hard to quite. They have not had a star who is an electric star, who is that kind of can't take your eyes off of him. I mean, they have never drafted a player who had that kind of YouTube videos, just to boil it down to that. And they obviously ended up with Jason Williams, who has incredible YouTube. But, like, that is not something we've been able to enjoy. Jaren Jackson Jr. didn't either. And that prospect is a lot of fun, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the YouTube videos, it's important to note, are simply YouTube videos. You know, they are videos of highlights of things he actually did. So when you see him jumping over people, dunking through people, crossing folks over, catching alley-oops, throwing alley-oops, yes, that is just the best of the best. In those same games, he missed shots and created and had turnovers, but those are still things he did. Like, I've always said, when you watch a highlight video of a guy just making a bunch of shots, well, like, right, you could make a highlight video of me just making a bunch of shots. I mean, I could just make shots, but I can't make John Morant's highlight video. I'm not capable of doing those things.
You could not have made, I'll tell you this, you could not have made, if you put together a highlight video of Mike Conley's passes and of John Morant's passes coming out of college, they wouldn't be close. Like, John Morant would be a thousand times better.
Well, they might not be close now.
I don't think they'd be close now. Like, I love Mike, and you hope that John Morant has a career. If he could have a career, I'd probably take that. You know, if he could have, maybe not. Maybe I'd want more. But just because you would like superstardom, right? You see the hope for the ceiling and superstardom. But to me, the most fun is the way that he sees the floor. And Sam Vecenie said today on my show that he believes he will step into the league as one of the 10 best passers in the league. Well, that's extraordinary. And that is fun to anticipate.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9
FM. That's what she said.
ESPN. No, I mean, I wouldn't just take him based on he's exciting, right? That takes you down a bad path. But he's awesome and exciting. Like, the exciting part is like a bonus. Like, you know, like, he appears to be best prospect available. He appears to be statistically awesome. Your eyeballs tell you that he's awesome. His coaches tell you that he's awesome. People who really know the game say he's awesome. And he's also exciting. You don't just draft for exciting. unless you're trying to win dunk
contests. If you could draft Anthony Davis in this draft, I would take him over John Morant.
Yeah, and he's not excited. He's not excited, right. I know, I'm with you. But it'll be nice to have an, in theory, awesome prospect who is also super exciting. Like, and it really, and we talked a lot about this yesterday, but, you know, you head into this lottery, you know, sort of how are they ever going to get back to where even they were? You know, if they, you know, they're probably not going to pick this year. You know, when do they, you know, they'll give that pick to Boston, and then we'll wait until next. Now you know you've got, at least in theory, another young, like when this draft's over, the Grizzlies should feel comfortable that they've got two young, awesome pieces. And really, in the NBA, you just need that a third at some point. And that's how you get to competing for real stuff.
I mean, yes, I believe that.
I mean, it takes years. It takes years.
They also have to be, like would you have said, Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball is two exciting young pieces.
That's the thing. And this is this is the thing that's important to remember. It's depressing to think about, but it's important to remember.
Right.
Is Ja Morant a better prospect coming out of college than Lonzo Ball was?
Yes.
I mean, maybe, but you go look back at the way people were talking about Lonzo Ball.
The shooting flaw thing, though, was pretty prevalent in that discussion.
Yeah, but he saw the floor. He was a superstar. There were people who were skeptical about some things about him. Obviously, the way he was lit up by Kentucky in the tournament and whatever. But I think they're roughly equivalent level prospects. Brandon Ingram. Let's be honest, Brandon Ingram was more highly thought of coming out of college than Jaren Jackson Jr., right? And so there the Lakers have look at that, they got a point guard and they got a guy up front and they can build around them, and no, they literally can't even build them for anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they can't.
I mean,
they've got those two guys.
You have two good players. They're going to turn into what you want them to turn into.
Yeah.
But there's a chance that they'll turn into what you want them to turn into.
Right, but I mean, we do this in every draft, and really last year's draft kind of worked out. Like, you think of it going a certain way, and then it sort of went that way. Like, Marvin Bagley's good. DeAndre Ayton's good. Jaren Jackson's good. Trae Young's good. Luka's amazing. But there, you know, nobody thought Markel Fultz was going to be a bust, but he is. Nobody thought Lonzo Ball was going to be mediocre, but he is. Like, the Lakers, if you would have told the Lakers on the night they drafted Brandon Ingram, okay, you're going to have that guy. And then the night they drafted Lonzo Ball, okay, you're going to have that guy. And then you're going to put LeBron James with them. You think they'd have ever thought they'd miss in the playoffs? They thought they'd win the championship.
Yeah.
This stuff can go. Just because somebody appears to be an incredible prospect doesn't mean that they'll become anything other than just another dude in the NBA. This stuff is not easy. And so I think when the draft happens, if you're the Grizzlies, you don't know on the night of the draft. You don't know really much more on the night of the draft than you know right now. What you hope is that in January, you go, we've got two young, nice pieces. And you're not going to win with 19 and 20-year-olds in the NBA. Nobody does. But when these dudes are 23, 22, 23, 24, we're going to be ready. We're going to be ready to go. We know who bringing the ball up to court for us, and we know who we're putting him in a pick-and-roll situation with. Like, if you think that in January, you feel real good about the direction of this franchise. If you don't think that in January, you feel less good.
It is funny. The Lakers had, I'm just looking right here, 2014 they drafted seventh and took Julius Randle. 2015 they drafted second and took D'Angelo Russell. 2016 they drafted second and they took Brandon Ingram. 2017 they drafted second. So we're getting excited about picking second, right? They picked second three times. And seventh once. That's sort of three times and seventh once. And they got Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball. And what do they have to show for? They stink. And they added LeBron to it, and they stink.
And they stink.
Like that. That's the peril of all of this. Having said that, if you do it, I mean, look at Oklahoma City, and they get Kevin Durant, and they get Russell Westbrook. And they get James Harden,
right?
Like, you know, those guys all hit, and all of a sudden you're killing it. So it can work out. They just have to hit.
Right. It's just the larger point is it's not guaranteed to work out. Like it'd be no fun in life if you weren't excited as a Grizzlies fan right now?
Right, no.
Like, you need to, you know, you're also, by the way, there's a chance, here's two things that are true. There's a chance Ja Morant is not going to be awesome, and you're also going to die at some point. But, like, sitting around and thinking about that is a miserable way to live, right? So you just assume that this is Ja Morant's going to be the key to turning this franchise around and just try to keep the whole death thing out of your mind as often as possible.
Well, people are telling what I heard is that people close to the situation are telling Jonathan Givony that someday we're all going to die.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
No. They have made it known. They have made it known to Jonathan Givony that someday we are all going
to
die.
You just try to put it off as long as possible. Wrapping up here with Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. Marcus asked me a question on Twitter. Right now, would you take Trae Young or Ja Morant? To me, that's pretty easy.
I'd take Trae Young because I've seen him.
Right. He's proven. Like, we know what he is.
Yeah.
Like,
good question.
Trae Young's going to be an awesome.
I don't even think it's a hard question. Right. I mean, we don't know exactly what Trae Young will be ultimately, but I've seen him and he works in the NBA, and we don't know about Ja Morant. Like, this is simple. I would take any of those guys who are awesome from last year, who we now know are awesome, over Ja Morant, who I don't know will be awesome.
How about Trae or Jaren Jackson?
I'm ambivalent. You know, Chris Harrington, I think, would still take Jaren Jackson Jr. I might take Trae. But now that I know they got Ja Morant here, I might take Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right. Obviously, Ja Morant works better with Jaren Jackson Jr. than he does Trae Young.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Like, if you had Trae Young right now on your roster, if the Grizzlies would have drafted Trae Young.
Trae Young, they would not be interested in Ja Morant.
They'd probably be leaning toward RJ Barrett.
They'd be telling Jonathan Givony that they're going to take
two guard. Well, that would be awesome, wouldn't it? RJ Barrett and Trae Young side by side would be special.
That would be fun. That would be fun, too.
All right, Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, man.
We'll be back in a second.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers. Some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house made ranch dressing and a twice baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus, live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown. On Friday night, James and the Ultrasounds. On Saturday, Low Country Nationals.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed. Between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology. Designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions applying to business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders, even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome. Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advance Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advance Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advance Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Situation, your best bet's going to be Regional One Health. I've been telling you that for a long time, but what I've also been telling you for a long time is that you don't have to be in an emergency situation, like my wife and I were in an emergency situation a little more than 2 years ago, to take advantage of the great medical care at Regional One Health. The East Campus Imaging Center is a terrific example of that. You know, it's recommended women 40 and up get an annual mammogram. If you do it, it could save your life. If you don't, it could cost you dearly. So if you're a woman, 40 and up, go ahead and schedule that. You can make an appointment by calling 515-3600 at the East Campus Imaging Center. Now, you don't have to make an appointment, and no, you don't need a referral. But if you want to make an appointment, 515-3600. East Campus Imaging Center under the Regional One Health umbrella. It's at 6555 Quince Road. It's right there where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. So it's easy to find, easy to get to. Learn more, regionalonehealth.org. That's regionalonehealth.org. It's 536 Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. We've been talking a lot today about the NBA draft because there was a report last night from ESPN, Jonathan Givony, saying that the Grizzlies have told interested parties that their intention is to select Ja Morant with the second overall pick. Now, like I've said, I do believe that Ja Morant should be the pick. Like, if I were picking today and you made me do it, I would take Ja Morant with the second pick, but I still think they should go through the process and bring in R.J. Barrett if they can, bring in DeAndre Hunter if they can, maybe even bring in Darius Garland if they can. Like, I would go through a thorough process with anybody I might even consider at number two, and then if it led me right to where I wanted to go on May 15th, May 16th, terrific. You've got time to go through the process. It seems to me that you should go through the process, and I would imagine that they're going to. Jeff and I got to talking in that last segment about how, everybody's fired up right now about the possibility of adding Ja Morant to Jaren Jackson Jr., and you should be. What is the point of being a fan of a sports franchise if you can't get excited about what happened on Tuesday night with the Grizzlies jumping up to the second pick in the 2019 NBA draft? But if you look back throughout recent drafts, it's one miss after another at number two. Like, when you execute the number two pick in a draft, you never think that you're making a mistake. You never think that you're not getting somebody who's going to be a difference maker for your franchise. But truth is, more often than not, you're getting somebody who's not a difference maker for your franchise. Like, you just go back to 2000. Let's just count them backwards.
Yeah.
2017.
Yep.
Lakers got the number two pick.
Yes.
They take Lonzo Ball. It's a mistake.
Mistake.
He's just a guy right now.
It's a mistake. You're right.
This is one of the challenges of getting the number two pick. Listen, let me be clear. You want the number two pick. The challenge, though, is in this situation, revisionist history always occurs. Like, let's say that they do draft Ja Morant, which is clearly what 90% of our poll. We had 2,000 people vote on that stupid thing, and, like, they all won Ja Morant. And then you draft Ja Morant. Even after you do the in-person visit and all this stuff, I mean, well, people will go, like, if R.J. Barrett turns out great, they'll be like, you guys are morons. You didn't draft R.J. Barrett.
Well, the problem isn't just that that people selected below Lonzo Ball appear to be better than Lonzo Ball, like De'Aaron Fox.
Right.
That's not just the problem. The problem is that Lonzo Ball isn't good. Like, forget what R.J. Barrett may or may not become.
Right.
If you take Ja Morant, you just got to make sure Ja Morant's, like, worthy of that pick. Like,
Hey, does it check out?
Hey, maybe R.J. Barrett became better, but Ja Morant's awesome too.
Right.
You know, like, it's possible that Trae Young proves to be better than Jaren Jackson Jr., but that won't bother you forever if Jaren Jackson Jr. is also awesome.
That's right, yeah.
And so what you want is the guy that you get at two to be awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, you'd prefer him to be better than literally everybody picked below him, but as long as he's awesome, you're okay with it.
Sure.
The problem isn't that De'Aaron Fox was drafted below Lonzo Ball. The problem is that Lonzo Ball doesn't look awesome. And if you would have gone back to May 15th, 2017, and told Lakers fans,
sure,
you're going to have the number two pick in the draft, Markelle Fultz is going to be off the board, who do you want the Lakers to pick? I promise you, it'd be about 90%.
They see Lonzo Ball. Yeah, well, yeah.
But he's just a guy. 2016, Lakers had the number two pick.
Uh-huh.
They took Brandon Ingram.
Well, there you go. Similar situation.
Just a guy.
Yeah. Well, and the odds are that somebody 7 through 12, I'm not saying it's going to happen. There are high odds because we've seen it in drafts, and the two you just talked about is this case, turn out to be better than 2 or 3.
2015, Lakers also picking second. So they picked second 3 years in a row.
Mm.
They got D'Angelo Russell. They got that right. He's an all-star. Like, if you get an all-star with the second pick, you're happy with that. D'Angelo Russell.
You would take that.
Now, the problem is, like, he's the one they got rid of.
What a dysfunctional franchise. They drafted
second 3 years in a row,
hit
on one of them, but traded that guy.
Unbelievable.
In 2014, the Bucks had the number two pick. Jabari Parker. Mistake. 2013, Magic had the number two pick. They took Victor Oladipo. That's a hit.
Yeah, the Cavs missed on a number one with Anthony Bennett.
2012, the Bobcats, then Bobcats, had the number two pick. They took Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
2011, Minnesota had the number two pick. They took Derek Williams. That's a mistake. 2010, Sixers had the number two pick. They took Evan Turner. That's a mistake. In other words, we've
high got rate of mistakes there.
8 years since 2010. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. 7, 8. And I think you can reasonably say the franchise selecting second hit two times in 8 years.
That's not good.
25% of the time. 2009, if you want to go back even further.
Yeah.
Grizzlies had the number two pick. I don't have to tell you how that one ended up.
That's the Thabeet pick.
Hashim Thabeet, that's a mistake.
God.
2008, Miami had the number two pick. They took Michael Beasley. That is a mistake. So if go back 10 years of drafts and look at the number two pick, 80% of the time, the team that's selecting second just got a guy or a bust.
Only 20% hit rate.
Only two times in the past 10 years did the team selecting second actually hit on it. It is 2015, Lakers selecting D'Angelo Russell, and 2013, Magic selecting Victor Oladipo. That's it. So, again, I'm not trying to depress anybody, but the truth is when you secure the second pick in an NBA draft, it seems unimaginable to you that you're not going to end up with a building block with somebody that's going to be an important part of your future. That's why the Grizzlies and the Grizzlies fans are so excited right now, because it feels like you're going to have a building block, a potential star to put with Jaren Jackson Jr. and have that as the centerpiece of your franchise for many years to come. But the Lakers also thought that in 2017, 2016, 2015. The Bucks thought it in 2014. The Magic thought it in 2013. Bobcats thought it in 2012. Timberwolves thought it in 2011. Sixers thought it in 2010. Grizzlies thought it in 2009. Heat thought it in 2008. And only twice did the team selecting second actually get it right, get a real guy. And what's remarkable about that, the two times, it's 2015 and 2013. Again, Lakers drafting D'Angelo Russell. and Magic drafting Victor Oladipo. The Lakers didn't get the best version of D'Angelo Russell. He's an all-star in Brooklyn. And the Magic didn't get the best version of Victor Oladipo. He's an all-star with the Pacers. So even the franchises that got it right didn't even get the benefit from getting it right. Other franchises benefited from getting it right. So hopefully the Grizzlies are the exception to this trend, because for the Grizzlies to get it right, they will have to be an exception to a trend. Be back with Dinner to Go.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 6 p.m.
These days, people have all sorts of strange pets, like llamas, spider monkeys, and even Burmese python. But the one thing you'll never see as a pet is a cockroach. I mean, have you ever tried to put a leash on a cockroach?
Okay, little buddy, just hold still.
Ah, it ran up my leg! It's on me! It's on me! If you have cockroaches, we have solutions. Allied Termite and Pest, because no one has ever said, oh, where did you get that cute little cockroach? 901-754-0454.
Get it off!
Now, at the number one volume sales leader in Memphis, Wolf Chase Toyota. Shop our giant selection of new Toyota Highlanders, Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, and Avalons. Save with our strongest offers ever during the Summer Starts Here event. Plus, get no-cost two-year, 25,000-mile Toyota care when you buy at Wolf Chase Toyota, Germantown Parkway in Cordova. WolfChaseToyota.com.
Claim based on 2018 sales reported by TFS. Toyota care provided by Toyota. Offers expire 5/31/19.
Earn two times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, it's time for a road trip. And if I said who wants to drive an all-new Silverado or an all-new Blazer, how many hands are going to go up? Can't be just mine. And that's why you have to be with me right now at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Not only do they have the best deals, they have the best testing ground in the Mid-South to drive all-new Chevys on highways, on back roads, maybe even off-road. So crank the music up, play off all the new gadgets, and see why All-Star Chevys have all the awards. And they have all the awards, people. Not only that, the Chevy sell down deals at All Star in May are spot on. Lots of 0 for 72 financing with GM Financial on Silverado, Equinox, and more. Or get in on the discounts and cash that drop the new Silverado prices as much as $12,000 off MSRP. And huge military discounts for those who serve our great country. It's an easy drive from Collierville, Memphis, or anywhere in Mississippi. So find new roads to All Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch, or go check out their complete inventory at AllStarAutoGroup.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I hustle for my change like a pit stop. I used to want a grip brain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker chop me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, despite what you might read in the Tennessean. But there's only one Memphis area restaurant that's actually serving world championship barbecue. It's Memphis Barbecue Company. They're on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's awesome. If you haven't been there, take my word for it, it's awesome. Yes, it's true, I'm an endorser, but I was going there for years, before I was ever endorsing Memphis Barbecue Company. The owner's Melissa Cookston. She's the key to the championship barbecue, because she's won 8 world championships. She's the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Google it if you don't believe me. Go to her Wikipedia page. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. You know, ribs there are cooked multiple times a day. That way you're going to get that fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, that pork is hand-pulled right then, not a moment earlier. They're under strict instructions. You do not pull this pork until you have a ticket to pull this pork. Now, it's not the most efficient way to get things done, but it is the best way to ensure you're getting high-quality world championship barbecue. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. So it's just right across the state line. You can see it. It's the Goodman Road exit. More information, go to the website, MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. It's 548, Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Spent part of that last segment talking about how the number two pick in recent years has just been misses more often than hits. I didn't mention last year's because I think it's just too early to know for sure.
Yeah,
the second pick in last year's draft was Marvin Bagley. And I guess you could say you'd rather have Luka
Yes.
And I know some people would say they'd rather have Trae Young, and some people would say they'd rather have Jaren Jackson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
But Marvin Bagley averaged 15 points, 8 rebounds last year, had a PER of 18.93.
Yeah.
He averaged more points, more rebounds, and had a higher player efficiency rating than Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yep.
And he did it on a better team than the team Jaren Jackson Jr. was playing for. So that one I still think is wildly up in the air.
Yeah.
I think we could look up in 3 years and you might be saying, you know what, DeAndre Ayton was the best player from that class.
Yeah.
Or Luka Doncic was the best player from that class. Or Marvin Bagley or Jaren Jackson or Trae Young. I think if you were redrafting it tonight, Luka probably goes one. I think Luka probably goes one.
Yeah.
But all five of those, the first five picks were all, none of them looked like bust in their rookie seasons. None of them looked like, oh boy, that franchise made a mistake. We might look back in 3, 4, 5 years and go, ah, the Kings, yeah, Marvin Bagley turned out to be rock solid, but he's not Jaren Jackson Jr. Or we might look up and say Jaren Jackson turned out to be a really nice piece, but he's not Trae Young.
This is an unpopular opinion. I haven't seen enough of Jaren Jackson to talk like a lot of people in this city talk about Jaren Jackson. I'm not saying he's not going to be awesome, because I hope he is awesome, but you got to remember, he didn't play a lot of games towards the end of the season. People talk about Jaren Jackson like he's Michael Jordan.
Do you want him to play when he was hurt?
He was not hurt. I mean, like, they were sitting him out a lot of those games, probably when he could have played.
If they were in a playoff race, could they have brought him back? Probably. But they decided,
set that aside. Yeah, but
they decided we're just not going to rush him back.
But even having said that, though, I haven't seen enough to go, yep, Jaren Jackson, he's a cornerstone.
I think you can safely assume Jaren Jackson is going to be a very good player and perhaps a great player for a long time. I think he's already shown he's not going to be a bust. I'll put it that way.
I agree with that.
The one on the roster that I sort of roll my eyes at when people are all talking about,
and I like Jaren, but yeah,
is Dylan Brooks. Like, Dylan Brooks is just a guy, and people act like
they do talk about him like he's an NBA All-Star.
Dylan Brooks is a guy that you're super happy you got him. But is he like a part of your future? I don't know. Like, if you go back to that trade that got all mixed up, the idea that Dylan Brooks was just like, well, we're not doing this with Dylan Brooks,
right,
was like,
that was the holdup.
I mean, maybe I wouldn't have done it with Dylan Brooks involved either, but it's not clear cut to me. Like, I think we'll look up in 3 years and Dylan Brooks is just a guy in this league, where I think at worst Jaren Jackson's going to be a good starter in the NBA for a long, long time. But it's not clear cut that Jaren Jackson's better than Marvin Bagley or Trae Young.
Who was the player from the Wizards that was involved with that trade?
Kelly Oubre.
I mean, I would have done that trade. Kelly Oubre is a good. Now, if we had Kelly Oubre, that'd be nice.
I don't know. I mean, it's not obvious to me either way, but that's my point. It's not obvious to me.
With the Brooks, yeah.
Either way. Anyway, let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we spent most of the day talking about the report from Jonathan Givony last night that says the Grizzlies have let interested parties know that they intend to select Ja Morant with the second pick in the 2019 NBA draft. And I think that's good news, but also not the best news. And that's why I'm thinking, like, the report might be a game of telephone where some things just sort of got mixed up.
Yep.
I don't doubt for a second Jonathan Givony has been told that. I am skeptical that the Grizzlies have already announced to the NBA, we're taking Ja Morant number two, because it runs counter to the way they say they're doing everything else. Like, we're going to go through a process, we're going to talk to a lot of people. Even if you think you're going to draft Ja Morant on May 15th, May 16th, you're not settled on drafting Ja Morant on May 15th, 16th, or at least I don't think you should be, because it's not clear to me that he's the right pick. He is the pick I would make. He is the player I would prefer. But the idea that there's just no way you could reach a conclusion that leads you to selecting RJ Barrett over Ja Morant after Zion Williamson's off the table, like, that's crazy to me. RJ Barrett has been widely considered the best prospect in the world his age for years, up until Zion Williamson became a superstar at Duke. This time a year ago, RJ Barrett was projected to go number one in this NBA draft. RJ Barrett was supposed to be the star at Duke, not Zion Williamson. There were some people who would tell you Zion Williamson was supposed to be Duke's third best player, not first, not best. not superstar. And it's clear to me now that Zion Williamson is the pick over R.J. Barrett. But is it clear to me somebody else ought to go below before R.J. Barrett? Not necessarily. R.J. Barrett was a first-team All-American in his 1 year at Duke. And when Zion was hurt, he was awesome. Looked like the second-best player in college basketball. So, again, you tell me the draft is May 16th. We're doing it in like 2 hours. Yeah, I'm going to take Ja Morant based on what I know right now, how I feel right now. But I think the Grizzlies would be short-sighted not to really go through the process with R.J. Barrett and maybe also DeAndre Hunter, maybe also Darius Garland. Hopefully, that process leads them right back to where they thought they would be on May 15th, 16th, to a place where they select Ja Morant with the second overall pick. But I do think it's worth going through the process, and I think that I'd be surprised if they don't go through that process.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Western Conference Finals, Blazers-Warriors, Oracle Arena, Oakland, California. This is game two. Golden State won game one, 116-94. Steph made 9 threes in that game, finished with 36 points tonight. Warriors, 7.5-point favorites. The total's 218.5. Tip scheduled for 8 o'clock. You can watch that on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
I guess tonight's biggest television event is the series finale of The Big Bang Theory. It's on America's Most Watched Network, Network of Stars at CBS. I never watched Big Bang Theory, but I know that it's
been around for a long time. Don't give us any spoilers on that one, huh?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know nothing about it. But it launched in 2007, went 12 seasons, won awards, got great ratings. So the series finale, the last one you'll ever watch, it's an hour-long special tonight, 7 o'clock, CBS.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I tweeted it last night. Jeff Perlman, who's a longtime best-selling author, used to work at Sports Illustrated, he wrote on his blog about something his wife did, which is just an amazing story. She was in, I think it was a coffee shop, and saw like a little thing saying, this man, who she'll know who he is, needs a kidney transplant. And he's type whatever blood. It's a rare type, but it's her type. So she went home to her husband, Jeff, and she said, maybe I could save this man's life. And the hesitation there is that you only need one kidney, so you can give your kidney to somebody else, but what if your kid ever needs it? You know, that's why people, it's at least an excuse people use sometimes for not.
Right, for doing that.
And she said, you know what, if our kids need a kidney one day, we'll worry about that then. I have an opportunity to save this man's life. I'm going to try to save this man's life. I never met him. That all went down yesterday. She gave her kidney to a stranger. By all accounts, the procedure went brilliantly, and what a incredibly selfless, amazing thing to do. Not many of us ever get to go through the rest of our lives knowing that we really saved somebody's life, but Mrs. Perlman's going to be able to do that, it appears. And so go read that. You can find it on my Twitter feed.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Friday. We'll look back at Game 2 Western Conference Finals. Get ready for Game 2 Eastern Conference Finals. Dan Walken, first hour. Jeff Calkin in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine right after I just take some cough medicine. God, I feel sorry.
Yeah.
Terrible.
You need a doctor.
You need something. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I like you enough that I'm willing to devote 2 hours a day.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Need new tires? Check out the all-new Cooper Discoverer AT truck and SUV tire. With superior highway performance and handling on rocky and gravel roads, now available exclusively at your Walmart Auto Care Center. Cooper Tires, American-owned since 1914.
Sign up for a Fitz Key Rewards card or reactivate your existing account and get free promo cash. Only at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day.
What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial pound law, pound 529, pound law, that's all.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
All right, we got a few seconds until we hit the 6 o'clock mark. So get your telephones ready. We had a $1,000 winner this week. Text the word RECORD, R-E-C-O-R-D, to 72881. Text RECORD or RECORD to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text RECORD to 72881. Another cash word tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with Golic and Wingo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.